Guard this royal treasure and the mountains will rejoice. The royal treasure, of course, being the prince himself. The exact shape and size you see is that chosen by the queen for her own convenience. That's why it looks slender for a grown man's weapon.
I don't understand, said the king slowly. How it can have been sealed to the prince, yet not sealed to the prince. And what difference does it make now?
Amrothlin smiled, but gently. Sir King, at its making it was spellbound with the prince's name. That meant that no other would ever awaken its full powers. As well, the queen had sent, with her request, a bit of cloth with one drop of the prince's blood and a few hairs of his head, but the final binding, which would make the prince the knowing master of the blade, had to wait until he was old enough to grasp it and speak clearly the words of the ritual. Had their journey been completed, the prince would have been master of the sword. As it was, the prince and queen disappeared, and the sword was lost.
Yes, but it's here.
Belverin had pushed his way to the front.
It's here now. Where has it been?
As for that, Sire Belverin, I don't know the whole story. For many years it was lost, perhaps stolen by the raiders who attacked the party, or perhaps thrown far into the wood by the queen herself. But I next heard about it when a Liam Hoverick sent word to the Lady's Forest that he had found an elf blade near 3 murdered elves, between Chea and his own lands. His description was exact. It could be no other.
But you didn't tell him what it was, blurted Pox. He didn't know, did he?
No, although, Amrothlin looked away for a moment. We did not tell him. At the time, Sir King, your brother Sir Rostin had recently come to the throne. We feared that such a relic, at such a time, might cause unrest. It seemed to us that elves were less and less welcome at court. We feared haste and the consequences of haste.
But
Sire Hoverick looked bewildered.
But Liam never told me about any sword. If he'd told me, I might have remembered.
The elf sighed. Sire Hoverick, we know that. Liam had a distaste for talking to you about it.
You kept him...
The elf bowed slightly, his eyes glinting. And if we did, Sire Hoverick, it was many years ago, and for reasons we thought wise. We advised Liam Hoverick to give it to the one it was made for.
The dead prince?
The king broke in.
You wanted it sent to his memorial?
Asked someone else. As you wish, said the elf. Pox felt a curious twist in her mind. The elf's mouth was quirked a little, as if he were secretly amused, but he went on. Then he told us he was planning to give it to Phelan of Saya as a wedding present, because his betrothed's name was Tamarian, or Light of Mountains, 2 of the runes. We told him that was well enough. And when his wife was killed, said Pox in the silence that followed, the sword was recovered and hung on his wall until I took it in need.
Why?
Asked the king. My lord, Duke Phelan's steward of many years was actually an agent of... She hesitated to speak that name and paused for another one.